Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Keeping a tight grip on feed costs while growing a high-quality product is the priority for every beef producer. Commercial producers that sell at weaning choose to creep feed, or not, based on feed and cattle prices, and each year it might be a little different. Seed stock producers choose based on genetic potential, and producers that retain ownership through slaughter decide on creep feeding based on carcass outcomes. Regardless of the end goal, the cost of gain has to be less than the value of gain for creep feeding to pay out. For commercial producers, the end goal is realized at weaning. It is unprofitable to spend more than the market price to produce additional weight gain. The conversion of feed to gain can vary from 3 to 12 pounds of feed for each pound of gain above non-creep fed calves. One might assume creep feeding is more valuable when calf prices are high, but when calf prices are high, the discounts are greater for increased weight. Creep feeding grain for 100 days should add around 60 pounds of weaning weight to a calf. In most years, it must cost less than 50 to 60 cents per pound in labor, feed, and equipment to add 1 pound of gain. The seed stock producer might creep feed to fully express the genetic potential in calf growth. Creep feeding will have the added benefit of getting heifers to a breeding size in a timelier fashion. However, long-term data suggests that creep-fed heifers can have lower milk production, decreasing lifetime productivity. In operations where cattle are fast-tracked through the industry sectors, creep feeding benefits will be realized at harvest. Calves fed a grain-based diet will have a higher marbled carcass. Some research trials increase the final quality grade 1 score by creep feeding for 100 days, taking a low choice carcass to average choice. To continue this boosted trend, calves should continue being fed a grain-based diet immediately after weaning and adjusted to a feedlot finishing diet within 28 days after weaning. There are other factors to consider, unrelated to the operation selling time. High quality, abundant forage results in poor feed conversion because one high quality feed, forage, is being replaced by another, grain. On the other hand, if the cows are in a maintenance or energy negative nutrition program, like fall calves on native pasture, then creep feeding will have a high feed to gain conversion. Calves prefer milk first, palatable creep feed second, then forage. Experiments that tracked cow weight and calf milk intake showed that calves consumed all the milk available, whether they are fed creep feed or not. Creep feeding simply does not change or improve cow body condition. All operations need to calculate each year the cost of labor, equipment, and feed to determine if creep feeding is profitable. To learn more about cattle nutrition, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.